Well, Americans' quest for healthy, nutritious, and tasty foods often lends itself to the establishment of food trends, such as natural, no trans fat, and no high fructose corn syrup. And the latest craze is whole grains, as whole grain products seem to be popping up everywhere, with many consumers under the assumption that the more they eat, the healthier they will be, as whole grains have been touted to help prevent many diseases and conditions. However, Dr. David Clearfield, National Program Leader for Human Nutrition with USDA's Agricultural Research Service, says those claims may need to be taken with a whole grain of salt. Since in 45 years of study of whole grains,
there are actually no controlled feeding studies that are long-term, looking at the endpoints we were interested in: obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes.
Clearfield says one of the issues is that each study used a different definition of whole grain.
So even though the study was labeled as whole grains, it might have included bran flakes, which is by definition now not whole grains, or wheat germ, or brown bread. And that's the real problem.
And as far as the good health benefits of all of those ingredients,
there's basically moderate levels of evidence for cereal fiber and mixtures of whole grains and bran cereals. But for whole grains themselves, there's actually fairly weak evidence.
Stay tuned as we will have more on whole grains in our next report. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.